Hurricane Ian expected to strengthen soon. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The National Hurricane Center says the storm should reach Category 3 strength sometime in the next several hours. The storm is now moving onto Cuba's western tip, projected to strike Florida's Gulf Coast as a Category 4 storm on Wednesday. Residents being warned to brace for the worst.
48 hours of hurricane or tropical storm force winds and rain and storm surge in a relentless fashion without a break.
That's Scott Hopes, who's the Emergency Management Director for Manatee County, Florida, just south of Tampa Bay. Tampa's airport has announced it will close at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon to allow crews to secure the airport. NASA has succeeded in crashing a space probe into an asteroid 7 million miles from Earth to test whether such a collision could alter a space rock's course should one ever threaten Earth.
Over the next few days, we will be finding the exact impact site to really understand, you know, what kind of crater did we make. And of course, the ground-based observers are busy as we speak, you know, looking at the data and taking it over the course of the next days and weeks to find out what we really did.
Instrument scientist Carolyn Ernst, NASA says it could be months before they know if they changed the asteroid's trajectory. President Biden met with the White House Competition Council on Monday and insisted the U.S. economy is withstanding global inflation pressures.
Because of their resilience, the American people's resilience, and because of the economic strategy we pursued, the United States of America is in a stronger position than any other country.
But the president again called on independent gas station owners to lower their pump prices. Republicans point to a 40-year high in the U.S. inflation rate and blame government spending. Wall Street Monday, the Dow lost 329 points. NASDAQ dropped 65. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Spend it or lose it. With the end of the fiscal year just days away, some federal agencies are racing to spend the money they've been allocated.
A government watchdog group opened the books that tracks government spending, analyzed the September spending spree in 2019, and found that across agencies, taxpayer cash has been spent in some interesting ways, including spending $500,000 across the federal government on alcohol, $3.7 on games, toys, and musical equipment, a whopping $4.6 million worth of lobster tail and snow crab, $6.2 million in golf carts, motorcycles, scooters, bicycles, $25 million on workout equipment, and also $457.8 million on furniture.
Fox's Hillary Vaughn reports agencies which underspend can see their future budgets reduced. Forget the email scams. A former Nigerian government official has been sentenced to 5 years in federal prison for stealing more than $500,000 in U.S. pandemic relief benefits. Abedini Rufai pled guilty in May to wire fraud and identity theft. Charges may be coming soon in last year's fatal shooting of cinematographer Halina Hutchins on the set of the movie Rust.
Santa Fe, New Mexico District Attorney Mary Carmack has confirmed that she could file criminal charges against four people, including actor Alec Baldwin. The DA goes on to confirm that she is considering homicide charges as well as various gun charges. Alec Baldwin has repeatedly blamed everyone but himself for the shooting, but the FBI report submitted last month included an analysis of the weapon and concluded that the pistol, quoting here, functioned normally when tested in the laboratory. The report also stated that in order for the gun to be fired, the trigger needed to be pulled.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. Monday Night Football. The Dallas Cowboys beat the New York Giants 23-16. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.